This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. voters head to the polls Tuesday. Bullish Republicans on Sunday promised to deliver a wake-up call to Joe Biden and retake Congress in this week's crucial midterm elections, as the U.S. president's Democrats insisted they were still in the fight with 2 days to go. At a campaign rally in Chicago, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Biden administration has been enacting many of the changes that voters demanded in 2020, including lowering drug prices and other expenses for lower-income residents.
It's not right that, in particular, our seniors have to make the choice about whether they fill a prescription that a doctor ordered because it will save their life, or pay for food or rent.
Meanwhile, at a campaign rally in Miami, former President Donald Trump says Democrats are not paying attention to the U.S. border with Mexico.
It is no more urgent task for the future of our country than to stop the invasion on our southern border. It's an invasion like a military invasion would be not much different. 2 years ago, we had the strongest southern border in American history.
London will Monday urge Brussels to unblock access to European scientific programs for British researchers, which it says is provided for in the post-Brexit trade deal. Britain says it has been excluded from the bloc's flagship Horizon Europe program that funds research, nuclear regulator Euratom, and the Copernicus Satellite Monitoring Group. London considers the delay to be a breach of the post-Brexit deal. The British Minister for Europe will speak at the Parliamentary Partnership Assembly Monday, an assembly between representatives from the European Union and the UK to monitor post-Brexit trade and cooperation. This is VOA News. The global population will breach the symbolic level of 8 billion on November 15th, according to the UN. The milestone comes with questions increasingly raised about how to adapt to global warming and how humanity consumes Earth's resources. The vast majority of Iran's 290 lawmakers on Sunday demanded that the judiciary apply, quote, an eye for an eye, quote, retribution justice when dealing with enemies of God, it called, in the strife-torn country. The declaration, approved by 227 parliamentarians, comes as protests following the death of Mahsa Amini have entered an eighth week. The 22-year-old woman died in custody following her arrest by Tehran's morality police for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. A marathon returns in Beijing as Chinese authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy, but public outrage continues over strict virus lockdown rules. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Thousands of marathon runners took to the streets of the Chinese capital as authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy. But public frustration rises as strict lockdown rules have seen many tragic cases of people continuously denied timely care for non-COVID-related medical emergencies. In the latest case, property management and community staff are being investigated for not acting quickly enough to prevent the death of a 55-year-old woman with suicidal tendencies. According to the report, she fell from her 12th floor apartment after her building was barricaded for 10 days under lockdown. Despite its controversial approach, China has managed to keep its death toll low compared to other major countries. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Two Kenyans are the big winners of the New York City Marathon. While the unseasonably warm weather caused the men's frontrunner to collapse and drop out, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Evan Chabet won the men's race in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 41 seconds. There was a scary moment when race leader Daniel DeNascimento collapsed 21 miles in. Race officials say he's okay. Chabet ran past him on the ground and said through a translator he felt bad for him but had to continue to race. Temperatures in the 70s made it one of the hottest in November race history. Sharon Lokedi won the women's division in her marathon debut. 50,000 runners took to the streets for the 26.2-mile New York City Marathon, back to full capacity following the pandemic. Julie Walker, New York.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories that we're covering today or any day, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.